Welcome to Alls and Pimentos podcast. I'm speaking with John from the record label
Cartridge Hearts.
There you go, man. What's going on? Long time.
Yeah, no, it's I guess it's been 4 months since we last spoke.
Yeah, it's been around there. Yeah, I think it's like 4 or 5 for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's going good. How's the weather in Toronto?
It's snowing. It is winter is back with a vengeance. You know, we thought it had left. It was 18 degrees last week, and this week it's snowing. So I'm getting the hat and gloves back out.
Yeah, it's kind of you know, it's something that people call global warming, right?
Yeah.
So that's that. So you got a bunch of things going on right now, eh?
Yeah. Just a bunch of shows popping up. Got a new issue of the zine out, Plastic and Wax. And
who's in the zine? Who's in the zine right now? Who's in the new edition, if you will, volume?
So issue 2, the cover artist is Mip Power Trio.
Okay.
Bunch of Toronto musicians. And then also featured in this month's issue is Joan Smith and the Jane Does, the Cola Heads, and Lovers.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard of the Jane Does, but I have heard of the Cola Heads, and I like what they're doing as well. They're on Crystal Blessing Records as well.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So the you got a bunch of shows coming up to you. Actually, fuck it. Let's talk about how the label started, Cartridge Heart Records.
Okay. So Cartridge Heart started in 2017. It was an excuse for me to just like group all of my own releases together. Because at the time I had 3 releases. I had the first Mendoza's record. That's my band. I was playing in a cover band called Super Hammer, where we would cover songs from Super Nintendo games.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah, that thing sort of, I have to get the licensing sorted out before I can release it. Like, we recorded that thing, man, what year is it? 8 years ago? It's been a while. And it's still not out. So I can get that out hopefully this year. The problem is one of the tracks hasn't been formally released in North America, so there's no agency where I can actually legally clear it. I have to figure out how to get around that. And the other release was under my own name, Jonathan Sohn, Frozen Glory. A lot of extra songs that I'd written for my original band, Fire Hydrant, cover song, and just some material that had fallen in the cracks over the years because I've played in a bunch of other bands. So that was the first year of Cartridge Heart, releasing those 3 albums, trying to release those 3. Then after that, there was the second Mendoza's album. And last year, I made the conscious decision that I was going to release more than just my own music. And I thought a good way to hit the ground running would be a compilation, just so I can get a feel for, you know, other bands, what they're about. So I reached out to about 12 bands and got them all to each record a new song for a compilation called Go Kick Ass. And it happened over a weekend in February 2023, where everyone just got together at a studio in Barrie, called the Canadian Musicians Co-op, and another studio in Toronto, and everyone just recorded a new song, and then we released it in September. So that went really well. So we're gonna do it again this year. So in the fall we'll have Go Kick Ass 2, and then there's a couple other releases that I can't talk about just yet, but you know, stay tuned.
Yeah, no, like Go Kick Ass compilation is really good too, because it highlights a lot of bands, like a lot of indie punk bands from Toronto, and it gives me the feel of when Epitaph and Fat did all their comps too.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's the name is almost a reference to Hellcat Records give them the boot.
Yep.
It's got that in common. What it really came from is whenever a band would go play, I would always walk up to them and say, go kick ass tonight. And I wanted to give the compilation like a personal touch. So I'm like, want just put one of my, one of my catchphrases on the title. And I still like to say that to people, go kick ass tonight.
Yeah, that's the thing too, is like you work really hard in the punk rock scene in, I'm gonna say Ontario, to be honest with you, because you get a lot of shows going and you introduce a lot of new bands to a lot of people in Southern Ontario.
Oh, the problem is I'm a very egotistical person. I think that my taste in music is excellent, and it's not enough just for me to like the music that I like, but I want everyone else to like the music that I like. So, when I organize shows, when I put out a compilation, when I, hype bands and I call people on the phone and I say, "You got to check out this band," that's me inflicting my taste on other people because that's what I love to do. So, this Go Kick Ass, it's basically like one great big mix CD that I've made for, 500 people.
And
Take this
lots
mix CD, listen to it, like the band I like, and if you don't, you're wrong.
Well, that's the thing too, is
And
like, go ahead, sorry.
it's the same thing with the shows, bring the music to the people. I exclusively book bands that I like, that I want other people to listen to. All right, and you'll see me at the show being, you have to check these guys out. There's nothing I like more than to talk about music that I'm into.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is like and you have a great taste in music, like in punk rock and whatnot.
Thank
So
you.
yeah, no, it's great, man. And even your band too, Rips as well. And you're saying you guys are doing the Mendozas are doing a new single?
Yeah, the Mendozas, we had a song on Go Kick Ass called Slasher. We just finished tracking a song for Go Kick Ass 2. So that'll be out in September. Excited about that. And we're working on some other things for this year too.
Yeah, no, and also too, you have a bunch of shows coming up too, like a whole mess load of shows. So, give me the bills for all those.
Okay, I got I think six shows to talk about right now.
Holy shit.
Yeah, well, they're not all Mendoza shows. So, well, this Friday, Cartridge Heart presents the series I call Punk Night at the Doc Ellis. The Doc Ellis is a sports bar in Toronto, and they've converted the downstairs room. It's called the No-No Room, and they've converted it into a venue. And the two guys that run the place, Callum and Brad, work really hard to make that place awesome. And over the last year, they've basically created a new space for punk bands to play in Toronto. And I think that I'm so thrilled to be a part of it. The first show at the No-No Room under the Doc Ellis was a Cartridge Heart show that had to be moved out of necessity. And so it's been almost a year now. So we're going to be celebrating this month with a couple shows. The first one being Punk Night at the Doc Ellis, which is what I call my series, with the Mendozas, with Shift D out of Burlington. They're a great skate punk band. 16 Scandals, who are super fun, very clever punk rock, and Choices Made, who are they kind of like blur the lines between melodic punk and hardcore. They're really great. They're a really great band.
Yeah, I just did a podcast with Josh from 16 Scandals on St. Patrick's Day, and I fucking love that band. They're great too. And same with Choices Made too. Choices Made, like every time I see those guys live, it's they get the whole room going, and that's it. It's like a cross between, I would say it's hardcore for sure.
Yeah. Now, every time I talk with Josh, Josh from 16 Scandals, and he explains to me like his album concepts, because almost everything he releases is high concept. It blows my mind how smart and cerebral he is, while also like how cool and fun. Like he's just a joy to watch on stage. Just a total character. So yeah, I mean, all three of those guys in 16 Scandals, they each bring something different. Like their bassist, Isaac, is wild. Like he just never stops moving. And Dave, the super tight drummer who really likes telling corny jokes.
Yeah, that's their thing. They do all the dad jokes right in the middle of the songs, which is funny. And even
He's got a book. He whips out the book sometimes. It's like, oh no, there's no end to him.
that's amazing. No, that's the thing
Yeah.
too. And even Choices Made too. Like they're probably that band. Like fuck that band. That band rules, man. I think they have a really good sound, and hopefully, I think they got new music coming out soon.
Yeah, they're dropping a new single at the end of the month. So, yeah, new music from Choices Made coming. Yeah, they're wild. First time I saw them was at the No No Room under the Doc Ellis, and yeah, they put on a great show. So excited to see them again this Friday, March 22nd.
Yeah, I haven't really heard of Shift D yet, to be honest with you. I'm gonna check them out tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, they're an older band. They've been around for quite a while. They're playing Tusa Festival this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, definitely check out Shifties.
Yeah, they've been around for a while. So what's the other shows you got coming up?
On March 29th, it's sort of like an offshoot. It's called Punk Night at Brew Wizards, which is a board game cafe in Oshawa. And the owner, she's super cool, and she's trying to set up punk shows there. So, every month or two, just set up the PA, put the band on the floor, and it's a free show. So if you live in the Durham region, there's no excuse not to go. They have craft beer at the cafe and free music. And this month, it's going to be the Mitt Power Trio,
Okay.
Smoking in Bed, and Nocturnica.
I haven't heard any of those yet. You're giving me some really new ones.
Good,
Yeah, man.
good. Yeah, I mean, Mitt Power Trio's been around for quite a while now. I mean, I write about them in the zine, so we'll talk about them in a bit. Smoking in Bed's a newer band. They're on the poppier side, really sweet melodic stuff.
Okay.
And Nocturnica, a bit darker, a bit like more alternative rock.
Okay.
Just like good moody stuff. And I haven't seen them live, but I checked out their material online, and I'm excited to see them play.
Yeah, no, they I haven't heard of them either. I'll check them out too. And the what's the other show you got coming up?
March 30th, this is the No-No Room under the Doc Ellis, their 1 year anniversary party. So yeah, a year of shows at the Doc Ellis. We got Bioctopi, who are a Toronto staple. They're awesome. They kind of sometimes punk, sometimes metal. Their singer, Kyla Kay, is wild. She puts on a great show, and the band is super tight. So they're headlining. Mitt Power Trio's on that one again. They're doing 2 nights in a row for me, Friday, Saturday, and same thing with Smoking in Bed. And down from Barrie, we have Not That I Care, who are they're a four piece. They're kind of grungy, super young, super promising new band. And I think maybe it's their third or fourth time in Toronto. I think people are gonna get a kick out of them.
So what's the band called again? Sorry, the last one you said?
Not That I Care.
Not that I care. How many members are in that band?
They're a four piece.
Oh, nice. I'm just checking them out right now. And so that's what, three shows? What's the fourth one?
Fourth one, the Mendozas are playing at the Golden Apple, which is a house venue. in Kitchener, so if you want to know how to get there, you have to ask a punk with Rag Ripper from Cambridge and Life Skills out of Kitchener, Waterloo, and it's Life Skills' first show. So, I haven't seen them play yet because no one's seen them play yet.
Well, that's pretty fucking exciting. So it's a house show. They're just playing in the garage at someone's house.
It's so the stage is set up in the basement,
Oh, cool. Right on.
but they have the whole house wired, like there's cameras and speakers set up, so you can hang out in the living room and watch the show on TV in the living room, or you can hang out in the basement because it gets pretty cramped down there. Like there's a room for maybe 20, 25 people, and those shows get pretty crazy. So you can just like it's a BYOB, obviously, cause it's a house show. It's just a great like environment to chill and hang out. And if you want to like be up and close with the band, you can. If you want to take a breather, you can.
Yeah, it's like fucking back in the day, man. Like, I used to go to shows like that all the time when I was like, fuck, in my 20s. All the
Yeah.
time, dude. Crazy. And what's the next show you got coming up?
Was it April 21st at Dead Dog Records doing a Sunday matinee live in store? With Shiv and the Carvers is playing that show. They're a Toronto band, and again, they kind of remind me of Hole. I mean, I don't want to pigeonhole them, to say they sound like one band, but again, if you like that early '90s, like L7, snarly alternative rock, but with like that punk spirit, Shiv and the Carvers is a great band. I got the Trash Puppets out of London. Who are very eclectic and fun, melodic. If you're into how I describe them, like almost like a bit of like early Descendants, but also Blink-182.
Oh, nice. I like both those bands.
Yeah, and then the Supervoids are opening that one. Cool fact about the Supervoids is that it's the exact same members as the MIT Power Trio. Except their bassist and the guitarist switch instruments, and instead of Mitt singing and writing the songs, it's actually Greg who plays bass in the Mitt Power Trio. He takes guitar over, and it's all of his songs. And he's a really unique, eclectic musician in that he can play music in any style. So he'll do some like old school, like 80s style punk and new wave, or post punk, or sometimes he'll bust in like Tom Waits style blues. When he's left to his own devices, he does synth wave. Like he's all over the place. So, it's catching a Super Void set. It's like getting a bag of like bridge mixture or something, where each bite is different and you don't know what you're gonna get.
Amazing.
Yeah.
They sound yeah, man. And then the other show, that's what, four, and the number five.
Number five, May the 4th, which is a special day for everyone. I got No Sunshine Collective headlining at Handlebar, and it's their EP release. They have an EP coming out called Nothing Personal. And No Sunshine Collective is one of my favorite Toronto bands. Their shtick is like old-timey 50s rock and roll, but played. Like it's like if you took an old vinyl record and played it too fast, right? So, I guess basically what the Ramones did, but louder. So,
Okay.
if you're into like super melodic punk rock, play loud. No Sunshine Collective is going to be your jam. And also on that is Lovers out of London.
Okay.
We're again really, really noisy. They call themselves psychedelic peace punks because they do have like that wild guitar tone and that manic energy. They kind of remind me of like Blue Cheer in the way that Blue Cheer was kind of wild, or MC5,
Okay.
where you're not quite sure what's gonna happen at the show. Just like a wild, crazy energy. It's super loud. But yeah, I've seen Lovers a few times, and really, I'm just selfishly bringing them to Toronto so I don't have to go to London to see them, because I think they're such a great band. That's the real reason I do shows with Cartridge Heart, is so I can get all the bands I like onto one bill and save myself traveling.
Well, there you go. That's a
Yeah,
good way to doing it.
we got Kingfisher, they're a punk band out of Ottawa. I'll be seeing them for the first time. Check them out. And a new band called Scoff, Skoff. It's their first show ever. So, I'm gonna find out what they sound like along with everyone else.
Nah, oh fuck. I wish I could go to all these, man. Fuck, I'm always fucking working. Fucking sucks.
You got to run your own shows. You got to get
Yeah.
the olives and pimentos shows up in
Oh, it's something.
and the last one is still under wraps. Going to announce it later this week. It's Cali Massey out of Chicago. They're stopping through Toronto on their way to Pooza. And we've got two local openers who I can't announce just yet, just because they have other things going on before then. But when the whole lineup's announced, it's gonna be a good show. People are gonna be excited for that one.
Nice. And do you plan on going to Pooza yourself?
I am going to Pooza.
Nice. I think Jennifer and I are planning on it. I think I'm pretty sure I think we are. It'd be our first one actually. I've never been to Pooza.
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's a little overwhelming, just because there's constantly like a band playing. There's
Yeah.
constantly multiple bands playing, and you can almost fall into a trap where you're worried that you're missing out on something, right? So my advice is either do your homework and check out the bands ahead of time and see what you like, come with a plan, or just find a buddy who has one and just tag along with them and just ride the wave and enjoy what you see.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty excited with the lineup. What do you call it? Strike Anywhere is playing,
Oh yeah.
and they're not a band that comes to Canada too often. I don't know if you know them or not, but they're yeah. If you want hardcore, they're like on the same sort of length of like H2O and like actually that's ex exactly like they're almost like H2O. Not exactly the same, but and the sort of the same sort of like NYC hardcore sort of stuff.
Right on. So yeah, definitely gotta add them to the list.
Yeah, they're gonna be good too. So and then you got what else you got going on there, John?
Well, aside from these six shows coming up in the next 2 months, I'm writing issue 3 of the zine, which I'll talk about in May, because that May 4th show is gonna be the zine launch party. So you come out to Handlebar May 4th, you get a free copy of issue 3 of Plastic and Wax.
Okay, wicked. Yeah. So then, so issue 3's coming out, and issue 2's already out right now too, right?
Can I talk about who's in issue 2, just because I like to inflict my taste on people?
Yeah, you totally can. Yeah, for sure.
All right.
This is why we're doing it.
All right, cool. So on the cover we got Nip Power Trio. Again, they describe themselves as scrappy rock and rollers. Nip's been a staple of Toronto scene for years. She's incredible. And the album I write about in that one, it's a 3-song EP called Jacked. And it's a tribute to their friend, the late Taron Hutz, who unfortunately passed away a few years ago.
Oh, that's too bad.
And yeah, so what they did was they recorded 3 of his songs, and they did a really good job. Like I've seen YouTube videos of the originals performed by Darren and his band, Heater Girl, and they really did the songs justice. Terrific performances, terrific production. It sounds great. I never got to see Heater Girl live, but I've seen Nip do the songs, and just I think there's no better way to pay tribute to someone than to immortalize their music. So, hats off to them. Just a really wonderful thing they've done.
Oh yeah, no, it's and so what are the other bands in the issue two?
The other one, it's this band called Joan Smith and the Jane Does, and it's their Their first full length is called "Do Me Some Harm," which is an interesting record because the back half of the record was recorded during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing the thing where they would release one single at a time and drip feed out the music, and then when the pandemic ended, they could get back into the studio. They ended up working with Alan Johannes from Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh wow, that's a big name on the podcast.
Yeah, and he produced the front half of the record. And he even played guitar on a couple tracks. So, yeah, no, it's a really cool garage rock kind of record. Like if you're into The Kills or The White Stripes or Queens of the Stone Age, you're gonna like Joan Smith and the Jane Does. They're really, really talented, exciting band. So. Yeah, I know. I really like their album. And they have this one song, the title song called "Harm," and it's just, it's this beautiful slow jam. When they play it live, it's all just guitar feedback and her voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the record, they really fleshed it out and made it this, almost like majestic sounding song, like. As soon as I finished listening to it, because I was sitting on my couch, I had my headphones on, and as soon as the track ended, I'm like, whoa, I need to, play it a second time. And I just, took the ride again.
And so what's the album called they got? Do Me Some Harm?
Do Me Some Harm, yeah.
Cool, I'll have to check that out. It sounds like a really good Sunday morning record, if you will.
It'll put some pep in your step. Okay. In the middle of the issue, I just do a quick rundown of new releases. I can't write at length about everyone, but I can, name drop bands. So part of the zine is just me name dropping bands that I like and albums that I like, and hopefully people will check it out, add it to their Spotify. Let me know what you think of these bands. Obviously, I mentioned Go Kick Ass, my own self-interest in there.
Yeah.
And second, we got this band out of Barrie. They're a doom stoner metal band called Aux, A-A-W-K-S. And they put out an EP through...
spell Black that one again, Jackson. Sorry?
They're called Aux.
Aux? Okay, so how do they spell it then?
A-A-W-K-S.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, they kind of remind me, if you're into, Black Sabbath or Sleep or even, Torch, when Torch slows it down. That really, thick, heavy sound, hazy psych metal.
Yeah, I'm into that. I'm into the doom metal a little bit, too. I'm also into the psych metal, too. Yeah, I'll totally check that out. Their cover art's fucking wicked.
Yeah, no, they're great, and they play all over the place. They're on the Black Throne train. I don't know if you know Black Throne Productions.
No, I'm not familiar, but
yeah, those guys put on great shows if you're into stoner metal, doom metal, psych metal, all that stuff, hard rock.
Nice. And anything else in the zine or?
Yeah, we got ASOP, which I'm told stands for something different each time you read it, but most of the time they're the apple-sized olive project, but you just say ASOP. They put out an album called It Ain't Right Anywhere on their own, and they're a hardcore band, and they've been around since I've been around. They're great. They put on a really crazy live show. Definitely check them out. Next on here we have sort of a left turn, Charlie Weber and the Glorious Failures. And he calls himself Emo Americana.
Okay.
So, yeah, most of the time it's him and his acoustic guitar. And, he's a great songwriter, great melodies, songs that, stay with you. But when he gets the band together, it's a whole other thing. He's got the horn section. It's, really fun, upbeat, catchy music. I really, really like Charlie Weber. Yeah, so his record's called Gold Never Stays. I really like that one. We got here Earl Wyvern, Billionaire Dinosaurs Turned Me Gay. It's a four-song cassette released on Tarantula Tapes. And Earl's another one of those musicians where, each song is going to feel totally different, but it's good. So, one minute Earl is just like screaming into the mic, crazy intense, and then you get a nice melodic tune. There's a funny acoustic song on there. So, yeah, a lot of fun. Billionaire Dinosaurs Turn Me Gay. Let's see, what else we got here? We got Hellophant out of London. This is I think it's their debut full length. They re-recorded the songs off their EP. This thing's called Crumble and Rise because the EP was Crumble. They've added more, and that's out on Faster and Louder, which is like a punk rock Ramones core kind of label out of I think he said he's out of Ingersoll.
Okay.
Yeah, Faster and Louder puts out cool stuff if you like that, like old school, Ramones style punk rock. And yeah, Hellophant's a great band. I really enjoy their stuff. And they've been around the block. Like they're that old school style. What else we got here? Mono Negatives, Crossing Visual Field. That's out on Dowd Records. They're wild. They have like a new wavy sound to them. And they're always like from track to track tinkering with new sounds. A lot of synth based stuff, a lot of guitar sound manipulation. Like if you're a guitar pedal head, you're gonna love Mono Negatives because each track has like a new sound or and they'll like make a cool riff and then build a song around it. And the vocal style is really distinct. A lot of like almost like robotic chanting. So yeah, if you think Devo is cool, you will definitely like Mono Negatives. I really like Mono Negatives. Always try to make a point to see them when they play. What else we got here? We got Moore Avenue. Their album is called Turn Around. It's the first record released by Steady Riot. It was a new label out of Toronto. And yeah, run by Mitchell and Sarah from Among Legends.
Oh, no way. That's
And
cool, man. I love that band.
yeah, so this is their label. They're cutting vinyl for lots of bands. So, definitely check out what Steady Riot's up to. Like they have a bunch of cool stuff down the pipe. So far, yeah, they've released More Avenues record. They did an EP for Wasting Time. They're working with Fire Cult out of Switzerland.
Yeah, I love
They
that fucking band, Fire Cult, dude.
Fire Cult's great,
Yeah.
and
Same with
they're just
Wasting
gonna
Time. I
start.
love Wasting Time too.
Yeah, no, I mean, Wasting Time will always be a band close to my heart. Good friends of mine. They're phenomenal. I'm a little jealous of them, how good they are. I want to be that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but and then there's more stuff coming from Steady Riot that I dare not talk about on the air. But yeah, definitely, if you don't already follow Steady Riot, do that because yeah, great releases from them. And last but not least, Psychic Void, Windsor. They have a record called Cemetery Eyes.
Okay.
Soft release. I think it's digital only right now. So either stream it or I bought it on Bandcamp because I like to own my music, even if it's paying for MP3s.
Yep.
And yeah, they're again another crazy, wild, noisy, psychedelic, post-punk, loud band. And yeah, again, cool, dissonant riffs. They're kind of like on the line between melodic and hardcore. So yeah, definitely check out Psychic Void. So those are the records that I'm plugging. This month in the new release section of the zine. And
Okay.
then we got two more reviews. How much time we got left?
You can go whatever, you're good, man.
All right. So this next one, I did a top 10 records of 2023 list on the Plastic and Wax website. Like if you can't get a physical copy of the zine, just go to plasticandwax.net and everything I write's on there too, and then some. Me and my friend Craig started that blog about 10 years ago, and I kind of resurrected it last winter, last fall, November's fall. And I figured I would put my articles in the zine and just get it out into the world. So, the website and the zine go hand in hand. But anyways, yeah, long story short, top 10 albums of 2023, Cola Heads, Bottoms Up, the cassette released on Cursed Blessings is my number one album of 2023.
Yeah, it's a really good album,
Yeah.
actually.
Like, I know we've talked about Cola Heads before. Their first EP was really good, sound, intense, fast record. And then their 7-inch, Die Young, was this really awesome evolution of that, where they just managed to up their game with melodic hooks and songs that last with you a bit longer. Like, I always love to go back and listen to that 7-inch. And then this new one, Bottoms Up, again, it is a further evolution of this band, and it's the best thing they've done. Where they have, again, these great melodic hooks, but then they also have great like weird like guitar riffs. They experiment, like they throw some keys in there, they throw saxophone in there. They went heavy on the delay pedal. It's just really cool record. And there's this one song near the end called Kaylee, which I love the way it's put together. It's got this huge chorus. I think everyone should listen to that song. Yeah, Kaylee by the Cola Heads. Curse Blessings. Check out that song. You'll be glad you did.
Awesome.
And last but not least in the zine, we've got Lovers. Love Songs of the Burnt Out Summer Lovers. They self-record, they self-release. I talked about them before. Psychedelic peace punks out of London. Loud, crazy live show. Come check them out at Handlebar in May because they put on an amazing show and they don't get to Toronto that much. Or if you're in the 519, go see them in London because they're from there, so they play there a bit more often. And yeah, their stuff's all on streaming and Bandcamp.
Yeah,
They're
it's I was listening to them the other day. They're fucking tight, dude.
they're super young, and like, there's if they don't go places, it's gonna be a crying shame because like everyone deserves to hear Lovers.
Yeah, no, it's they're a really fucking crazy fucking band. They're good. So anything else going on or
That's it. I mean, that's all that I can talk about right now. I mean,
Well,
there's
that's
always
fair.
stuff going on.
Yeah.
Definitely follow cartridge.heart on Instagram because anything I'm up to, I put on there. If you're curious about my band, the Mendozas with a Z at the end, I put the Z there so you can Google us. Follow us also, and yeah, always good music if I get my way.
Yeah, well, you have your ear to the ground, and that's what Josh and I were saying is that you work really hard to promote bands and to let people know about new music in the scene as well. So kudos to you, my friend.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Other than that, that's your, I think, yeah, you're on the All of Some Pimentos podcast twice.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for having me,
Yeah,
Tom.
man.
It's a joy to talk to you.
It's always fun, dude. Thanks a lot for doing this and stay on the line, yeah?
Yeah, will do.
Okay, cheers, buddy.